nice warm tea, we can feel stress free. Soft voices and a lot of laughs. It's the Mundane Podcast.
Hello there. My name is Chris, and you're listening to the Mundane Podcast with Chris and my friend Dave. This is Dave.
Hello.
And we're best friends and we live across the country from each other, so we thought we'd just talk about some mundane things. But you might already know that, or if you don't, that's what this podcast is, I guess. I always mess up these intros, Dave. What do you think? How is this an okay intro? Is this?
I think it's fine, man. You shouldn't overthink it too much, you know. People are going to gloss over the intro anyway, and they want to get to the meat of the podcast, or for the vegetarians out there, the butternut squash of the podcast.
Butternut squash.
I don't know why that was the closest was so thing good. I can think of to corn, if you like, if you want your meat substitute.
You know what? I'm just going to keep it. Yeah, let's just keep going.
Keep it. Okay, it's natural. Yeah. Au natural.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so yeah, this is the Mundane Podcast. We talk about different mundane things. And today, funnily enough, I thought I'd mix it up a bit. So we've talked about mundane places, mundane things. Today, well, I suppose everything's a thing. Mundane objects. But today, I want to talk about what I think, but I think this might go up for debate, the most mundane day of the week. So I've asked a couple of people, and they've already said a completely different answer to what I've said.
Yeah,
so what would you say is the most mundane day of the week?
Well, I always say well when I've got something to say, which is I've always got something to say, so I always say well. but we record the mundane on Mondays, and I think maybe originally I felt that Monday was the most mundane day, but actually I think that's just because Monday sounds like mundane.
Yeah, and Garfield hates Mondays. Mondays is the day we all dread, we all think about.
So yeah, so like, therefore is it mundane?
No. Yeah. That's what I mean, because mundane doesn't necessarily mean positive, but it doesn't necessarily mean negative either. Like Fridays, way too exciting. Definitely both days of the weekend. Sunday, rest. That's quite exciting because you can look forward to your Sunday. Saturday, also, that's party day, you know. We've narrowed it down.
So yeah, I've got an answer.
Okay, I've got one, and I've got an article for us to talk about.
Nice.
So maybe
we'll
have a future. If this is different, I'm already assuming you've got a different answer. So let's
it's exciting, actually.
I know it is. This is what I mean. We're mixing it up today. What is, in your opinion, David Hadland?
Are you ready?
Monday, I am ready.
Wednesday.
Oh, interesting.
And I had to do the, I made a W for those who can't see.
Nobody
can
see.
I wanted to really excite that moment for Chris.
Just for me. I was going to say, this is an audio podcast.
Yeah, it is.
But interesting, because I would say Wednesday's hump day. So Wednesday, I would argue, is almost like a close brother to Monday.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So, well, now we've narrowed it down even further.
Okay, I've got a feeling I know which day
Which of the two? I don't know whether the audience at home can hold so much suspense over choosing between now 2 days of the week, both beginning with T. Because originally this was going to be about just days of the week beginning with T. Because I was like, both of those days are quite mundane. But I have an idea of what the most mundane... I've made a decision on what I think is the most mundane of the two.
So I'm starting to have second thoughts about a Wednesday, because I think that's partly why I thought of it, because it's hump day. The thing is as well, it very much depends on everyone's different lifestyle. Some people work all weekend and their weekend time is actually the weekdays.
Absolutely.
But we need to obviously forget that and just try and apply a general brush of paint over the whole...
When you think about it as well, toothpicks, a guy could have lost his eye to a toothpick. So a toothpick is going to be like the most unmundane thing in his life. But to like most people. So we thought,
brush. So to most people.
The big brush.
I'm going to say most people will say Tuesday is mundane and Thursday is the new Friday. So that can't really be that mundane, because I get that Friday feeling sometimes on a Thursday, especially when we used to both work at the school.
So Thursday was the day I chose.
Yeah, so that I was right. Then.
So you were right. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I was waiting.
Yeah.
I was waiting. Yeah. Once again, I wish this one was video because you could see the moment. Dave was like, most people would have chosen Tuesday, but Thursday. Yes, Thursday, Dave. And that was what I wanted to talk about, was almost defend Thursday. Because let's admit, the idea of the mundane, the whole point of the mundane is to celebrate the things that seem mundane until you really look into them.
They're not really when you get down to it.
Exactly. Thursday, one of my favourite quotes about Thursday was in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, in the book and in the film. There was the line I always remember. It goes, oh, this is probably a Thursday. I can never get the hang of a Thursday.
There's something to that, isn't there?
There is something to that. And I think there's like arguably not as mundane, but I think Thursday, you know, once again, Friday, party day.
Yeah.
Well, or build up to party day. Or like I like going out on a Friday night because then if I'm a bit worse for wear, then Saturday feels like Sunday. I don't also maybe it's a thing to think about as well. I don't understand how days feel like other days, but somehow they do. There's just this general feeling of like, what does today feel like? And I think that's a weird kind of like magic, not magic, but a weird kind of feeling we get of certain days. We're like, no, that's what this day is. That's what this day's like. I know what a Wednesday's like.
Sundays for me have the strongest feeling of a day in general. Like week to week, if I have a normal week, the day that feels most like the day that it is Sunday. And I feel like it's been that way all of my life.
That's so true.
And I think it is.
There's such a statement.
Tell me I'm wrong, everybody. Write in and tell me that. Tell me a day that's stronger than Sunday in that way, if you know what I'm saying.
Sundays, yeah, in terms of a success rate of days that most feel like days, the days that they are, it's a Sunday.
It is, isn't it? It just is.
Sundays.
And is that because of history? Because Sunday is, you know, the Sabbath. So for a lot of people, it's the day of rest, and not just in Christianity, in many religions. Maybe it's actually to the point now where it's kind of almost biological for us all that Sunday is that the day that feels like Sunday.
And those kinds of cultural things do work as well, because I found, especially during the recent pandemic, there is like a national mood that comes just because everyone's feeling a very similar thing. Even if people aren't necessarily expressing or doing anything, you just kind of feel a mood in the air. Like when lockdown was out, there was this big mood of like, oh, and then when things started opening up, it's like, oh, okay. Then you kind of feel it in the air. But obviously that is more of a specific event in time. Same as the Olympics. I remember when the Olympics were happening in the UK, it was like big. It felt really...
It did. I felt a buzz even from Huddersfield, I think I would have been at the time, or maybe back in Leicester over summer. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. I really felt it in the air. But yeah, those are for very specific events. But days of the week, somehow, that is a regular, all-the-time thing. And Sundays, you're right, really always feel like a Sunday.
They just do.
They just do.
Do you remember when it always used to rain on Sundays as well?
No.
And I don't think it does anymore. Well, I remember someone saying to me, it always rains on Sundays. And I was like, yeah, it does, doesn't it? But it doesn't anymore. I don't know if that's because of where I live now, though, because I actually statistically live in one of the sunnier areas of the UK. And the sunniest, of course, we did an episode on recently.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And that's the next town along. So I'm going from that. I'm saying I must live in one of the sunniest parts of the UK. Lucky me.
Lucky you. This is probably the longest we've ever gone before actually diving into the subject. Let's have a look at some interesting facts about Thursday. This is from thefactsite.com.
So the Ron Seal of website names, that, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? And it's got 22 fabulous facts about Thursday. And this is written by Jack DeGraff. Jack DeGraff. So Thursday is sometimes referred to as Friday's Friday.
I think he's getting it. Thursday is the new Friday then, right?
No, he does get to that later.
He does. Right. Okay.
But referring to it as the Friday's Friday, which really shows humanity's desire to just put labels on everything and keep everything as separate and keep everything like that. And the thing that I will say before we dive into this a bit further, actually, is a thing that I read that really affected me once was that if you hate Mondays or you dread a specific day of the week or you wish it away, you are wishing away 1/7 of your life.
Damn. You know what? I'm going to take that away.
Yeah.
Everyone should take that away. That's a good point.
That was Andy Cope. Andy Cope was his name. He's a PhD in happiness. Really good bloke. But really, I remember I watched a talk and he talked about that and I was just like, that really struck me. You said you should always have a better attitude towards things. But it's interesting, isn't it? Thursday,
people have such a thing, you know, same as Wednesdays. We got such a, oh, it's the middle of the week. We have to define it as hump day, as if to turn it into a positive. Like, look, man, you're going to be over it then. You're nearly there. You just got to get over this hump. This is it. And then Thursday, it's like, don't worry, because tomorrow's Friday. Like, we're over it. But to me, that's more mundane. At that point, you're kind of clutching at straws to make Thursday into a thing.
It has to borrow off Friday.
It has to borrow off Friday. It has to live in Friday's glory.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Many students call Thursdays Thirsty Thursdays due to a decreasing number of lessons students have on a Friday, making it the day to start their weekend drinking. Once again, it's living in the shadow of Friday. Poor Thursdays.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But, you know, Thursday is also a day featured heavily in Christian law and also the traditional day UK elections are held on.
And they are on Thursdays, aren't they?
Yeah. Okay, so we've got 22 facts about Thursday. I'm not going to read them all because some of them, to be honest, aren't that interesting. Do you know where Thursday gets its name from?
Friday, probably. Like everything else.
The name Thursday basically comes from Thor, as in Thor, the Norse god of thunder, son of Odin, Thor.
Okay, I mean, that's Marvel not character. Mundane. That's pretty badass.
He is pretty badass. You know, maybe they were big Marvel fans back in the day. That is a joke. But no, it comes from Thor, so it means Thor's day, basically. That's what comes from, literally, it comes from the Middle English Thur's day, with the loss of the M first in Northern dialects, but then basically comes from Thor's day, Norse god of thunder. Many Germanic-derived languages name Thursday after Thor, like Torsdag in Denmark, Norway, and Sweden, Donnerstag in German, and Donnerlag in the Netherlands. I'm so sorry I didn't speak that properly. I feel like I've just anglicised more languages. I didn't mean to, I promise.
Well, we're not, multilinguists. That's the word. I was trying to figure the word.
Number three. As Jupiter is the Roman equivalent of Thor, the Latin name for Thursday is Lovis Dies. Lovis Dies? Lovis Dies? But I just read... I'm going to read it. In fact, I'm going to read this wrong on purpose. Okay. Lovis Dies.
Is that how it's spelled? Yeah.
It's how it's spelled. Lovis Dies, which is
probably like Lovis Dies or something.
Lovis
like
Dies, yeah, Lovis Dies. But it means Jupiter's Day in Latin. This is my favourite. This is quite a mundane fact.
Yeah, okay. Because I was going to say, right now, you're not stating a particularly big, strong case for Thursday being that mundane. Initially you were, but these facts, you know, well, for the god of thunder.
You know, once again, when we look at the history of toothpicks and all the attacks on stores.
Well, yeah, I mean, these things that seem mundane, certainly when we open into them, are not.
Can you name any Christian Thursdays? Any big Thursday names? Any big Christian Thursday name events?
What? Okay, Christian events that happen on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I thought that Christian events were usually on the day of, you know, like 25th of December might fall on a Thursday.
No, but you have Shrove Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's my clue. That's my clue.
Maundy Thursday.
Maundy Thursday, well done. Also known as Holy Thursday, it's the Thursday before Easter. And then related to Easter is...
Good Friday.
Living in the shadow of Friday. No, Ascension Thursday. 40 days after Easter is when Christ is said to have ascended to heaven. So Good Friday, obviously not a good Friday for Jesus, but Jesus's good day was on a Thursday because that was when he, you know, went back home. I suppose, yeah, we'll say went back home. I'm trying to define where Jesus's home is now.
Went to go see his dad. He lives in the sky.
Yeah, died on a Friday, but went home on a Thursday. So what a day, what a life. But there you go. So Thursday, that is in fact a good, that is Thursday really making up itself to Friday. It's like you killed Jesus, but we took him home.
It might be on the facts website, but it probably isn't. But what did Craig David do on Thursday? It's something mundane. You know, we should probably check because, I don't know, it just popped into my head and, you know,
Craig David do on a Thursday?
I bet if you Google that question, it will just tell you just that little bit of the song because Google's...
Oh, well, no. Well, Craig David did the same thing on 4 days of that week.
Okay. And one of those days was Thursday.
Yeah. Took her for
Thursday, Friday, yeah. Saturday. Or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. We were making love by Wednesday and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. We chilled on Sunday, though. Because of course he did, because it's the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Let's go back now to some facts about Thursday. So in the UK, elections are always held on Thursday, as we said before. This may seem a little odd, considering there is apparently no specific reason why, other than tradition. So there's not like any doctrine or any anything that says it. The last UK election to be contested that did not occur on a Thursday was back in 1931, when everybody voted on a Tuesday.
The other mundane day.
Yeah, the other mundane day. Days
so it's got to be on a mundane
it's
day.
It's got to be on a mundane day.
Maybe the UK government or whoever organises the electoral register are just trying to spice up Tuesday and Thursday for everyone a bit. And they're like, look, we're going to have general elections on Thursdays, yeah. Guys. You think Thursdays are mundane? You're going to vote for the Prime Minister on Thursday once every 4 years.
Yeah, I suppose. 4 years, 5 years, yeah. I suppose as well, the reason that you want them on those days is because people are less likely to drink, like go out and things. And I suppose that's like, because obviously if you go and you vote and you're drunk,
you might vote for the wrong one.
The wrong one. This is one that I feel like needs to be cited because it's not. This is just on thefactsite.com. And this fact doesn't feel very true. Or, well, it might be, but I feel like there needs to be a bit more of an explanation. In some American high schools, so already this fact is a bit weird. In some American high schools during the 1950s and 1960s, helpful, a lot of those people are either really old or dead, wearing the color green on a Thursday would lead to people believing you were gay.
That sounds like the sort of thing that they make up at primary school.
That sounds like a thing they make up at primary school. Also, we should bring that back. We should all just start wearing green on Thursdays.
Yeah, I have band practice on Thursdays as well. Yeah. So it's actually not a very mundane day for me. I'm going to wear green at that band practice and I'm going to tell the guys why as well.
So they believe that you're gay?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, in solidarity.
We have a gay old time.
We have
at
a
band
gay old
practice.
Time. Adding to solidarity. You know, every Thursday is a pride day if you wear green.
Yeah.
Show you're an ally. I like that.
I'm an ally.
Let's do it. So yeah, but that's just in some American high schools during the 50s and 60s. What happened in the 70s? They just were like, oh no, actually it's fine. We like green now.
Yeah.
Not that we like green, not that implying that it's a negative thing, but obviously at the time. Also, that's kind of a good, like, if you're gay and you want to find other people who are also gay.
It's a good little way.
It's a good little discreet, I suppose it's not if everyone thought, but it's a good discreet code, especially in modern society. You know, it's almost like a traffic light party when you wear like green to show you're single, ready to mingle. Yellow, I don't know what yellow means in traffic light parties, like mellow and just like maybe.
Yes, I'm a bit harder to get than the other ones.
Yeah, if you run really fast, but it goes to red, sorry. But if you...
No, red would be the opposite to single, wouldn't it be? Green would be like,
Yeah, green is single, ready to lingle. Yeah, because that's what a traffic
light is. And red is stop at this junction and wait for the traffic to go. And then when the light changes to amber, be ready. And then when it goes to green, you can go. Or in other words, no, I'm not up for it tonight. I might have a boyfriend or girlfriend, or I'm just not up for it. I went to one of those parties. I can't remember what sticker I had on. It definitely wasn't red, though, and I definitely had no success.
Yeah, and I suppose maybe that's where Craig David was. Maybe he was at a traffic light party. And then actually, he saw this 24-year-old lady, and she was wearing green.
So she's probably in her final year.
And it wasn't a Thursday.
She probably didn't have time for all of this lovemaking.
So yeah, okay. So according to Wikipedia. So let's see where it's citing. No mixed signals at stoplight parties. That's apparently the thing from Star News. I need to read this because this is from an actual newspaper. This is from a newspaper from February 12th, 2006. Okay. From Star News. I don't know what Star News is. Oh, it's America. Albany, New York. This person walked in to the Pearl Restaurant and Lounge, wanting potential suitors to know that she has a boyfriend. But wearing a sticker or t-shirt reading, I'm attached, is just tacky. And she didn't want to have to say, sorry, not interested, over and over. So instead, Lieberman put on a glowing red necklace. Many of the patrons in the Albany Club that night were wearing similar necklaces as part of the quirky new trend called the Stoplight Party. Participants at these social events select necklaces with different traffic colour signals. Red means stop, of course, for whatever reason. Green invites attention. Yellow advises approach with caution. That means that I am riddled with STDs.
Yeah, maybe I was wearing yellow and maybe that was the problem.
Yeah, everyone's been there, says Bill Kennedy, promotions director at Nick's Sneaky Pete's, an Albany night spot. Hold on, so it's called Nick's Sneaky Pete's.
What's a Sneaky Pete?
It's got an apostrophe, so it implies there's possessive. Nick Sneaky Pete's. an Albany night spot. You've been out at the club, you buy someone a drink because you're interested. After 10, 15 minutes of talking to them, they tell you they're either married or in a relationship. The stoplight party takes the guesswork out of the night, said radio disc jockey D. Scott. You can tell the availability of a person just by looking at the colour that they are wearing. Most of party attendees go for the same reason they hit any new club. The prospect of meeting new people or the possibility of romance. Whether for just the night or forever. That's a nice way of putting it. But organisers say a stoplight party wouldn't be a stoplight party without a couple of red necklaces. Those are people who are at the club to have a good time, dance and hang out with their friends, says Scott, and not to have to worry about someone coming up to them and simply trying to hook up for the night. Lieberman donned her red necklace with pride. I wore it because I'm a good girlfriend, she said.
There's perhaps even a sketch in it where someone goes to one of these parties and their necklace is an LED colour-changing one and it changes between green, yellow and red.
Yes.
And they have to change their behaviour. So they're talking to someone and it's green and they're all up for it. And then it goes yellow and they start getting a bit more uptight. And it goes red and they're like, they stop the conversation.
And maybe that's where the term mixed signals comes from.
Yeah,
she's giving me mixed signals. She's going from green to yellow to red. I don't know.
I wonder if people ever got really, really, really drunk at these parties and then really irresponsibly got in their cars and drove home and then they got to the traffic light and it was red and they're like, oh, like,
I guess I can't date that sexy traffic light.
And when it went green,
light.
They're like, oh, here we go. and then they floor it and they crash or something.
So I'm just going to finish this article because you'll see. Since other partygoers knew from her necklace that Lieberman was involved, she didn't have to rebuff as many unwanted advances. What really bothers me about that sentence is as many. So she was still getting unwanted advances.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
What a sad reality. And this was, 2006 as well. So this is 7 years after Craig David, you know. Lieberman avoided situations in which she would feel uncomfortable and enjoyed her night out with her girlfriends. Kennedy of Sneaky Pete's says that about 90% of the club goers at the stoplight party sport glowing green. That doesn't feel like a very scientific measurement, but I'll accept it.
Mm.
So there we go. So that was a nice little article about a stoplight party in 2006 from the Albany Times Union Star News. Yeah, credit to them.
I feel like I know a lot more about these stoplight parties now. Even though I've been to one, I never really thought this much into them.
Yeah, so there we go.
So they still go on.
I hope
universities and such and
it's just Tinder now, isn't it? It's just a swipe party.
Yeah.
That's us being old again, Dave.
God, you know
that is
what?
A very old. That is an old observation. I think there might still be stuff like that, but like that is a very old man.
It is.
But it's all swipe with the Tinders and the Bumbles and the Hinges now.
You know what though? In the future, I can imagine the equivalent of a stoplight party will be that it will be device based, and you'll go up to someone and when you approach them, your phone will go like vibrate in your pocket to tell you that they're a no go or something like that. Because I don't know, it's kind of sad, but that's the way technology is kind of going, isn't it?
All right, Charlie Brooker, go write another Black Mirror. So let's get a couple more Thursday facts out and then we'll finish it, because I feel we've gone from Craig David to traffic light parties.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Today. In Buddhist Thailand, Thursday is considered to be Teacher's Day, and it is believed that a person should begin their education on a Thursday. That's a nice way of mixing up the mundane. Thai students still pay homage to this belief by holding gratitude ceremonies for their teachers that are always held on a Thursday. Apparently, graduation days at universities in Thailand almost always occur on a Thursday. So lots of things like that.
Yeah,
In Britain, once again, in Thailand, a lot of education-themed events going on Thursdays. Britain, elections. Australia, most movie premieres are often held on a Thursday.
So yeah, Thursdays are arguably more significant than your average Friday.
Yeah. I'm now going to just round off the arc. Also, fact number 12 is a really boring. I'm just going to read this fact. It's just a bit of a... Leonardo da Vinci, an artist, inventor, pioneer, genius, and probably time traveler, was born on a Thursday on April 15th, 1452. Like, you have a 1 in 7th chance there. I'm not writing amazing facts about, you know, rolling a dice plus one. So this is to round off the article. Sometimes it's easy to wonder if 40 is the new 30 and 50 is the new 40. Why can't Thursdays be the new Friday? But then we learn so many incredible things way before our time that have made this day so special. So why not just let Thursday be, well, Thursday? Because without little old Thursday, how can we appreciate tomorrow? Friday. So he started it, he teed it up, he teed up Thursday to, you know, come back to our thing of like, you know what, let's love Thursday. To then just being like, but remember, you need Thursday for Friday.
You do. It's a very nice way to end the article. He was on the putting green and he just rolled that ball beautifully into the holder.
Mm-hmm.
On par as well.
On par. But I would
maybe he even got a birdie.
It just shows, doesn't it? As with all of this, it's really important. Just Thursdays. I'm trying to round it off. I'm going to try and find a way to round this off. So Thursdays, that's the thing, you know? That's the problem with how mundane this one is. Like, okay, so let's think about this. So once again, okay, I've got it. Okay, I'm going to do this. Yeah, this is my summary. Okay.
I'm looking forward to it now.
All right. Once again, we can't wish away 1/7 of our lives. Every day is important for very different reasons. If every day was Saturday, we'd be partying too hard all the time. If every day was Sunday, we'd be sleeping all the time. If every day was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, we'd be making way too much love. I don't feel like you can make too much love. I would posit. But I would say if that's all you did on those days, you know, you've only got 3 more days to get all your other stuff done.
Yeah, you need some, you know, time to do other things.
You need time to do other things. Life, you know, you could mix it in between. Otherwise. Mix it in between, you know, make love in between that. But like if you're Craig David, that's all you're doing on those days. So that means he must have written that song just in those couple of days because he was resting on Sunday. Yeah. So that means he has Monday and Tuesday to write those songs. That's it.
Which is quite impressive when you think about it, that it took him that short amount of time to make such a great song.
Yeah, because he was too busy making love on those other days. I suppose that's just those 7 days, but let's just assume he's a man of a schedule. He just keeps up those schedules. You just got to have the good times and the bad. You've got to have...
The rough with the smooth.
The rough with the smooth. The cinnamon with the... Oregano?
Butter? I don't know.
Yeah, the cinnamon with the basil.
The Thursday with the Friday.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, as we found, take it from us, these year old men, you find amazing things to do on every day to kind of make those days a bit more special. And for us, Thursday has always been, for me, that's when we meet for Rotaract, the volunteer group I'm in. That's always an exciting day. For you, Dave, it's band practice.
It is, yeah.
So those days don't have to be Thursday. Those days don't have to be bad by default. No. We can make those days whatever we want. We can make Mondays exciting. We can work really hard and make those Mondays exciting. Because remember, if you hate Mondays, you hate 1/7 of your life.
And if you hate Mondays and Thursdays, then you hate 2/7 of your life.
Exactly.
As well,
exactly. So with that, I just tell you, those at home and listening, I hope you enjoyed today. I hope you had a good time listening, hearing rambling rants about days of the week, about Craig David, about traffic light parties.
Hmm.
And thank you for coming on that trip with us as we went around.
Thank you. I hope you've all had a good ride.
I hope you had a good ride.
On our bus of talking. Our vehicle of discussion. Our transport of debate.
But there we go. So... if you're listening to this on a Monday, I hope you're enjoying it. Thank you for listening to as it comes out. Or if you listen to on a Thursday, whatever day of the week you're listening to on, I hope it's a really good day for you or you make it special for you.
Yeah. Make sure as well next week, whatever day it is that you're on now, make sure next Thursday that you do something that makes Thursday great again.
That makes Thursday just great.
Just makes Thursday great.
Just make Thursday
doesn't
great.
Need to be great again.
Doesn't mean to be great again because it was always great.
It's much always been great. It's never always stops been great. Being great.
Exactly. Much like you at home.
Yeah, all of you guys. All and of you. Chris.
Thank you. And you, well. Dave. And you, Dave.
Aww,
thanks,
man.
But much like you at home, and just know you at home, I love you, and I hope you have a really good week.
And I love you all too, and I hope you all have a really good week too.
And I love you, Dave, and it's been a pleasure as always. And with that, we wish you goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
It's a Monday, Friday, Tuesday.
This is the episode like where we've gone big budget.
Yeah,
and we roll out the credits with Craig David because we can pay for the royalties now.
He comes and sings it live.
Yeah, I mean, actually, like, I've got an acoustic behind me. I could just blast off a little cover of it right now.
Go on, do it.
Because I don't actually know it.
Try it. Go on.
Oh, getting caught in the headphone cable because it starts with like a little lead line, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know what the chords are, but... Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
Well
and
done.
On Sunday, I was chilling. That is pretty much it. So actually, I did know it. as it transpires.
That's the whole song. Right, thank you very much. Everyone, take care. Bye.
Thank you, bye.
It's the Mundane Podcast.